From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Luis Hernandez. In Fort Lauderdale, more than 100 couples were issued marriage licenses starting 1 minute after midnight. Some will have to endure the state's 3-day waiting period before they can marry. But 30 or 40 same-sex pairs who qualified for waivers stayed behind to take their vows in a mass ceremony. WLRN's Rick Stone was there.
Melissa Keller and Joanne Steiger were first in line for a license and the first to be married in the court clerk's chapel, with County Judge Kathleen McHugh officiating.
I now pronounce you lawfully married.
Melissa pronounced herself ecstatic and finally sure of her place in the world.
I can check off the box married with happiness instead of, well, I don't know. I'm not really married.
The other couples awaited their licenses in the jury room, where usually random citizens called for jury duty wait glumly to hear their numbers called.
31.
But each of these numbers meant the end of a wait that many thought would never be over. The room was full of smiling couples. Many were dressed alike. Adam DeRosa and John Garcia came in khakis in their special blue guayaberas.
Well, we decided to wear what we wore at our commitment ceremony, bring them out of the closet and, you know, just kind of remind ourselves about what we committed ourselves to back in 2009.
Finally, just after 2 a.m., court clerk Howard Foreman gathered the couples together and married them all.
With this ring, in love and truth, I marry you.
It was same-sex marriage, but not yet marriage equality. Property and custody laws, probate and inheritance still assume spouses of opposite gender, and as one lawyer getting her own marriage license put it, remain inherently discriminatory.
I pronounce you legally married.
I'm Rick Stone in Fort Lauderdale.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.